This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Friday, apparently with an agreement in hand to update rules for migrants seeking asylum.
U.S. and Canadian officials say Ottawa will escalate its timeline for military upgrades to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and an update to rules for migrants seeking asylum. The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at non-official checkpoints.
The AP's Ben Thomas reporting. German unions are calling for thousands of transport workers across the country to go on strike Monday. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
The one-day transport strike is expected to bring widespread disruption to planes, trains, and local transit. The announced strikes come as employees in many sectors have been seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. Germany's annual inflation rate in February was 8.7%. One union, EBG, is calling for 230,000 workers at Germany's main railway operator, Deutsche Bahn, to go on strike. Deutsche Bahn's head of personnel called the EBG strike announcement completely excessive, unnecessary, and disproportionate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Muslims in Nigeria on Thursday observed the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. After sunset prayers in Lagos, worshippers gathered for iftar, a meal accompanied by treats like candies and nuts. During Ramadan, observant Muslims abstain from food and water from dawn to dusk before gathering with family and friends for indulgent nighttime meals. According to Islam, fasting draws the faithful closer to God and reminds them of the suffering of the poor. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukraine asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sursky. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and are running out of steam in trying to take control of Bakhmut. After considering a pullout in the eastern city, Ukraine kept its troops in place while also sending in reinforcements. Sursky said, "Very soon we will take advantage of this opportunity as we did in the past," he said, naming cities Ukraine has defended or captured from Russian control. AP correspondent Jackie Gwynn reporting on an apparent delay in the hush money case against former U.S. President Donald Trump in New York City.
There's been a big spotlight on court proceedings and security in Manhattan, with a grand jury likely soon to be asked if former President Trump should be indicted in a hush money case. Wednesday was a day off, but now an inside source says there appears to be another pause. That person says the grand jury will be hearing other cases, and it's not clear when prosecutors might resume presenting evidence before the panel or when they might ask the group for a decision about bringing criminal charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's going to take some time for Ford to grow its electric car business. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Ford's electric vehicle business has lost $3 billion before taxes during the past 2 years, and it won't get any better in the short run. New figures say they will lose a similar amount this year as the company invests heavily in the new technology. Company officials said the electric vehicle unit called Ford Model E will be profitable by late 2026, but they would not say exactly when it's expected to start making money. Ford currently offers 3 EVs for sale in the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
The World Health Organization warns that Cyclone Freddy, which left a trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risk for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. It says widespread flooding and torrential rains have exposed more than 1.4 million people to outbreaks of waterborne and other kinds of diseases. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.